Wake up. It's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the morning motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I hope that you guys are doing well out there. I hope that you are feeling amazing. Happy Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. Grand Rising, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to my international watchers. I hope you guys are doing well. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Do not forget to rate the podcast. Do not forget to give this video a thumbs up if you are live. So today's topic is going to be, we're going to talk about how to be your number one fan. Yesterday, we got into a conversation about self-love, self-acceptance, and how we see ourselves in how we can be triggered by others. And I want to just put a word of inspiration out there to reassure that you are exactly who God called and made you to be, and how to just gain more confidence within yourself, how to just not really care too much about what other people have to say or think, and to always love on yourself, put yourself first, and to just strive to be the best you can be. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to go ahead and just do a few announcements. So 555 Transformation will be kicking off next Thursday, June 30th. Again, there's only a few slots left. So if you would like to join the next 555 Transformation, which is a 5-week coaching course or coaching session with myself and five other individuals. So the pillars are knowledge of self, understanding who you are, what you want, what you truly desire, knowing the ins and outs of yourself. Then you have spirituality. And no matter what religious background or spiritual practices you have, it just allows you to get aligned and more centered with your creator. Then we have our physical health. So we talk about all the things that we intake and how that affects us mentally, physically, spiritually. Then we do a deep dive into our finances. We talk about budgeting. We talk about retirement. We talk about all things finance when it comes to your personal finances. And then fifth pillar, we talk about relationships and how they affect us. So whether that be personal, romantic, no matter what side of the spectrum the relationship is on, we cover all of those things. And that's in a 5-week course. We gather once a week every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if that's something that you are considering, or it's something that you want more information on, or would like just to be a part of the next 555 Transformation that's kicking off June 30th, then go ahead by clicking the link below, booking a 30-minute free session just to make sure that you're aligned with the program and that you're going to align with the participants joining. Again, kicking off June 30th, so you have a little time, but once it's closed, it's closed, and the price will go up starting our next session, which is going to kick off in July. So I hope you guys are doing well out there, and let's go ahead and say our morning prayer and deep dive into the shout outs. Okay. So if you are not spiritual or religious, it is totally okay. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. And if you do not subscribe to the Christian faith or Christian denomination, that is totally okay too. There's no one size fits all over here. We are open and love everyone. It's just how we pray. All right. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for coming. Thank you for waking us up again for another day. I pray that anybody that's dealing with anxiety, depression, and being in a dark space or feels alone knows that you're right there by their side, that you light their path and light their way. I pray that you just shine over them as much confidence and self-assurance and self-reliance as that you can, and you pour into them and know that they are here for a reason, that they are here for a purpose, that they are here because you have called them to be special and to walk in a purpose-driven life, that we do everything that's pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Y'all are loading up the comments this morning. So let's go to the comments and say good morning. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Shanta. Good morning. What's going on? Oh, from St. Louis. I was like, stop. What's going on? Good morning, gaming with Beck. I feel like I haven't made a live in so long. Well, I'm so happy that you guys are here. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, or good afternoon, Nana. Happy hump day to you as well. Good morning, Aisha. Good morning, Turquoise. How are you? Grand Rising, Kiki. Good morning, such a lady. Hey, Percy. Good morning. Good morning, Grand Rising, KK. Oh, thank you. Yes, I am feeling better. I'm not 100%, but I'm almost there. I've been taking a lot of vitamins and things like that, which I shared on my Instagram. So I hope you guys are following me on Instagram at Brittany the Host. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Kiamber. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, May. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate that. Grand Rising Angel. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, La Princia. Good morning, La Princia. And good morning, Charles from South Africa. Or good afternoon. How are you? Thank you to my international watchers. I really appreciate you guys being here this morning. Well, morning in the U.S. And good evening and good afternoon and all of that great stuff. Good morning, Naturally Ann. How are you? I hope that you guys are feeling well today. I hope that you guys are blessed. I see a lot of people are getting sick. So head over to my Instagram at Brittany the Host to check out the things that I shared yesterday when it came to all of the vitamins that I'm taking. It's not a whole lot. It's a few, like echinacea, oil of oregano is really good. So if you are not feeling well physically, make sure you take care of your body, go to the doctor. And if you are not feeling well spiritually, then, you know, we got to get in and do some prayer. So today's topic is self-appreciation and how to be your number one fan. Again, yesterday we were talking about just our self-esteem and how it can be affected. And we talked about bullying in school and how some of us are still dealing with that to this day. And I wanted to just have a conversation about self-assurance. Now, this can be very hard because a part of our self-esteem does come from, you know, outside sources, as being told growing up, you know, that we're beautiful or that we're handsome, or, you know, the positive reassurance that we've been poured into as a kid, or lack thereof. Maybe we're made fun of, maybe, you know, we had bullies, which most kids, I can say, especially here in America, everybody had some form of bullying. I don't care how pretty you were. I don't care how cute you were, thick you were. It doesn't matter. Everybody was insecure in middle school and high school. And 9 times out of 10, if you, especially growing up in America, I can't speak for other cultures and other continents, but growing up in America, we had some mean kids. I don't know what's up with these low self-esteem children, but they were just mean. They had a lot to say, you know, jokes and ranking is what we used to call it growing up. Especially if you grew up in places like New York or California, where we were just constantly bombarded with these little insecure children. And as we grew up, hopefully, we did a little self-work, we did a little self-healing from that. And I know sometimes that's not always the case, but like we talked about yesterday, is when you think about your childhood and you just go back and sit in there, don't let little kids or children that may have picked on you while you were young or things that were said when you were younger affect how you feel as an adult. I want everybody to be filled with as much self-confidence and self-assurance as you can, because you need that throughout your day. You need that to be successful. You need that to feel good about yourself. And the only one that can control that is you, unfortunately. No matter how many people on the outside tell you either you're handsome, you look good, you're pretty, you're beautiful, or the exact opposite, it can't penetrate you unless you believe it. It can't rock your world unless you allow it. It can't affect you unless you allow it. So whether you believe that you're smart, whether you believe that you're ignorant, or the gamut of insults or the gamut of low self-esteem, words or self-inflicted or outwardly afflicted things, only you can affect that. Only you can allow that to penetrate your armor. So a few things I want to talk about is, what other people think of you is not your problem. And I know we've said this before on the Morning Motivation, but it's very true. Because 9 times out of 10, and we talked about this in the Four Agreements, you know, and it's always, I always recommend this book. We talked about it. We read through the chapters, but what other people say about you or what you think they say about you, because a lot of times, like I told y'all before, a lot of people really don't care about other people to the point to where it affects their day. Even if they say it in passing, even if they make a comment on it, at the end of the day, nobody really cares. Everybody's kind of absorbed in their own life and their own problems and what they have going on. So when somebody has something to say about you, whether it be positive or negative, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what they're going through, what they're experiencing, how they feel, and a lot of times how they feel about themselves. I was on Instagram and somebody said something very profound, or it was Gary Vee. I actually shared this on my story. And he said that people that are in pain often are the loudest, and people that are happy are content. So they move in silence a lot of the times. If you've ever met a content person, even if something foolish was going on, they really don't have too much to say about it. They're really like, well, whatever, that's them. That's how they want to feel. That's how they expect to be. Good morning, Kirsten. That's just how they move and they operate and they do life. So happy people are normally the ones that either fill other people with happiness or they ignore all the negative because they've worked so hard to get to that positive space, to get to a place of content. So when somebody does say something about you or they say something about somebody else, whether you hear it or not, and also what can be inflicted is us thinking that people are saying things about us. You know, sometimes we can have anxiety and social anxiety, and we can make up narratives and stories about what people are saying about us. And 9 times out of 10, people aren't really thinking about us at all. I'm just going to be 100% honest. Have you ever said something to somebody or seen somebody say something to somebody like, what are you looking at? Or what are you thinking about? Or why did you make that face? And they're like, not even thinking about you. What are you talking about? Or their minds weren't even on what that other person was thinking that they were thinking about. And so it's imperative that we know, it's imperative that we assure ourselves, especially with the Four Agreements. I wish I had the book close to me. I should have brought it this morning. I apologize, but go back and read it. But it says, no matter what anybody says about you, positive or negative, it's not about you. It's how they feel about themselves. It's how they're processing whatever is going on. So even if somebody praises you and they say, oh my gosh, I'm going to use Kirsten. Oh my gosh, Kiki, you are the best speaker in the entire world. Even if that were to be true to Kirsten, which is a great, you know, positive thing to have, they're saying that from a place of how they feel either about themselves or maybe their experience of other speakers. But if Kirsten didn't believe that she was a good speaker, no matter what anybody said, it wouldn't matter. So I want everybody out there I want my morning motivators to assure yourself every single day. Look yourself in the mirror. I know we talk about this in the 555 and we've talked about this yesterday, but look yourself in the mirror and giving yourself those positive affirmations. You know, download as much positive programming as you can, because there's so much negative programming out there. If we are not careful, our brains can run freaking rampant. If we do not take cognitive and a really strong approach on our mental health, our mental clarity, and speak positive things into our lives, we are going to be bombarded and downloaded with so much negative. Negativity is like a default. Negativity is something that can grow without any help, without any type of effort. It's just like I was listening to something this morning and Steve Harvey said, weeds are going to grow. You know, if you have a lawn, if you live it doesn't matter where you live. You could live in the projects. You could live in a nice house. Weeds in the ground are going to grow regardless. They don't have to be watered. They don't have to be taken care of. They don't have to be tended to. You don't have to use any nice fertilizer, any soil. it takes no effort for weeds to grow. And if we don't control them, if you don't cut the weeds, if you don't pull the weeds, meaning the negative thoughts in your mind, the negative opinions in your mind, any negative type of things, if you don't go in your brain and uproot all of those negative emotions or thoughts, they are going to continue to grow no matter what. If anybody has a lawn, anybody has done lawn care, cut grass before, have a house, even like I said, even in an apartment, if you look in between the cracks of the concrete, weeds are going to grow no matter what. Sun, rain, good soil, bad soil, it don't matter. Weeds can grow anywhere, even in the desert. It takes good fertilizer and tilling to the soil of your mind in order for beautiful flowers to grow. Do you know how hard it is to get a beautiful garden of roses and paninis and all of these beautiful, luxurious flowers? It takes a lot of tending to. It takes a lot of the proper soil, the proper fertilizer, the proper sunlight, the proper temperature. It takes a lot of tending to, and that is our brains. If we allow our brains to freaking run rampant and just do whatever they want to do in default, then garbage is going to grow. Negativity is going to grow. If we're constantly scrolling on social media and only intaking that, and we're not reading books, we're not listening to positive podcasts, and not just mine, you guys, but there are so many other positive podcasts out there and so many other like books and things like that. That's why we have to expand our minds and continue to grow. Because if you stop growing, if you stop nurturing and tending to your mental garden, then the flowers are going to die. You know, the soil is going to get dry and stale, and there's going to be nothing to feed it. That's why we have to be careful with what we intake on a daily basis, because that's our fertilizer. That's our soil. That's how we're tending to everything that we do. If you stay positive in a negative situation, you win. Absolutely, Edwan. Exactly right. But that takes practice. That takes effort. It's not on autopilot. Now, are there people that are just naturally positive? Yes, but that is very rare. It's not the norm for people to be positive. A lot of the positive people have to work very hard to stay in that mindset. That's why people have morning routines. That's why people, when they wake up, we listen to podcasts, or we listen to audiobooks, or we listen to positive music or gospel, or we get out and journal, and they have to get those negative thoughts, good morning, out of your mind. And it's human nature to have a negative thought. Like, life is about duality. There, when there's positive, there's going to be negative. You know, negativity isn't always a bad thing. However, how much of it are we consuming? How much of it are we allowing to just download and download and download every time we get on social media, every time we watch the news, every time we listen to the radio? You know, negativity is what people pay attention to the most. You know, I told you guys all the time, I worked in news. The positive stories got maybe a few clicks. It was the negative stories, the salacious ones, the tantalizing stuff that gets a lot of attention. So you have to work in overtime to ensure that you're downloading that positivity and those positive messages in your life. Good morning, you guys. Kirsten says, protecting your peace and mental is super important. And it really is, because anything, if we allow our brains to just go on autopilot, if we don't continue to grow, nurture, nourish, and feed ourselves that positivity each and every day, it can have a negative effect. And then we can get lost in it. You know, we can get lost in all of it, because our food affects our mental health, like we talked about yesterday. Everything that happens in our world affects our negative health, and we don't move our bodies as much as we used to. Back in the day, we used to be in the fields cultivating our own food, or even I'm going to brush over slavery, but even before that, when we used to have to tend and build our homes with our hands, and we would birth our babies ourselves, we had a lot more brain power and a lot more physical things and attributes to work towards. So we weren't focused only on ourselves. We had communities to build. We had food to gather. We had food to grow. We did everything, you know, for ourselves, everything. Nowadays, we can just push a button, good morning, and things naturally happen. So we give away a lot of brain power, but we're also intaking a lot too. So we have to be very, very careful on what we allow. But don't give people who aren't in your life the opportunity to affect it. You know, on social media, we have so many opinions and we can go back and forth with people or, you know, state this and argue about that. Or, you know, this kid is doing this and this person is bad and this and all of these things. And of course, we're human. We're going to have our opinions. I'm not telling you not to have an opinion on something. But don't give people the opportunity who aren't in your life to have anything to say about you. It should really only be your core friends, meaning the people that have your number, the people that check on you when you're down, the people who know what you look like without makeup, without the wig, without who cares whether you're poor or you're rich. The people who love you no matter what. Those are the only opinions that really should penetrate your soul and your spirit because they care about you. And if that person does not care about you, your well-being, if you die tomorrow, then they should have no effect on your life. I know it's easier said than done. I know that, especially if you're trying to be an influencer, if you have a podcast, I know how much, you know, the benchmark of people tuning in has an impact on your career path. I get it. You know, as being a YouTuber and things like that, I understand so much. But I truly miss the days when we did not care. The only opinions we cared about were our friends. The only opinions we cared about were our parents. And even then, you have to take those as an adult with a grain of salt. Because at the end of the day, the opinion about yourself outrules everything. So if somebody says something to you and it affects you, you have to ask yourself, do I believe that's true? Do I believe what that person is saying? Is what that person saying has any validity to me? And if it hurts your feelings or it causes any type of pain, we have to dissect that. We have to ask ourselves, do I believe this person? And if you do, it's not a bad thing, but we have to reprogram that. Why do I believe them? Do I believe I look like that? Do I believe I'm a horrible speaker? Do I believe that I'm not a good business person? Do I believe that I'm stupid? Do I believe that I'm unattractive? And then if you do believe those things, you have the power to change it. You have the power to affect it. If you don't believe you're intelligent, go read some books. And then you gain intelligence. If you don't believe you're attractive, what do you need to do to make yourself attractive? It's okay to be like, you know what? I put on a couple pounds. I want to lose them. Or in my case, you know what? I'm getting a little too skinny. I want to gain some weight. So let me start doing some research in order to put on a couple pounds to make myself feel better about myself. You know what? I really don't like that hairstyle on me. Let me go save my money and get another hairstyle or go see somebody else. Or I don't like when my nails look like that. Let me save my money or let me go budget my money to make sure that my nails look like X, Y, and Z. Or, hey, you know what? My skin isn't doing so hot right now. Let me go find the perfect products that are going to, you know, heal my skin naturally. And in the meantime, let me do a little research and get a little makeup to cover those things up. You guys, there's nothing wrong with outsourcing the things that you need to make yourself feel better. You know what? I've packed on a couple pounds. I'm not that disciplined in the gym. Let me go hire a trainer or let me go to a gym that has trainers on deck. So when I step into the gym, I know that I'm effective. I know that I'm doing the right thing for myself. You know, you have the power to change anything that you want. You know what? I don't like the way that I speak. Let me go hire a speech coach. You know, I don't like the way I think. I'm impacted. I know that I've been trying hard, but my childhood trauma is causing me pain. Let me go hire a therapist. You know, I'm not feeling too well. Let me go to the doctor and figure out what's wrong with me on the inside, because maybe there's something internally going on that I'm unaware of. You have the power to change it, but guess what? Take a sip. Guess what? Nobody's going to change it unless you do. If you feel like you don't have any money for certain things, we have to probably go get a job and figure out how to increase your income to make that money so that you can do the things that you want to afford to do. You know, if you're scrolling on social media and you're like, man, everybody's going on vacation. I want to go on vacation. then we need to come up with, you need to go find a travel agent where you can make payments towards your vacation, or go at least research, okay, how much money do I need to go on vacation so I can take my pictures? And again, it's not to compare your life, but what I'm giving you the tools to do is you are the only one that can affect change in your life. Nobody else. If you want to sit there with your arms folded and just say life is unfair, everybody's going to continue to live life. Life is going to pass you by. Things are going to continue to be unfair until you all unfold your arms and you say, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. Edwan, that takes work. You guys, I do not care how pretty somebody is. All it takes is an ugly personality and you will be but ugly. I had to go clear my skin. I had to go buy a wig. I had to go purchase clothes. I promise you, Edwan, if I was up here and I did not take care of myself, nobody would listen to me. And that's just facts, you know. In order to keep your teeth healthy, you guys, we got to go to the dentist. In order to, you know, the times where I feel my best is when I get up, I brush my teeth, I wash my face, I take a shower, I go work out, I read something, I download positivity in my mind. If I did not work on myself, then I would not be the person that I am. You know, and I'm not perfect, y'all. I have to work on myself every day. Nobody has it figured out. Nobody is. You can't look at other people and be like, man, they're just doing so much better than me, or God has blessed them so much. Absolutely not. They put in work. The people that you admire the most, the celebrities and the Kardashians, that took a lot of money to look that good. Hello, somebody, to get those bodies, to get that hairline, to get that skin, to get that hair. All of it takes a lot of money and effort. And not even just the Kardashians, anybody that you can think of, famous or not famous, you know, your favorite realtor, anybody that you admire, go on your social media feeds and see who you admire. Let's look at the men, right? Give me Michael B. Jordan, right? He's quote unquote the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine. Do you know how much that man gets haircuts and goes to the dentist to get that beautiful smile and is in the gym constantly to sculpt his body? He didn't wake up like that. Don't nobody wake up. Beyonce, don't even wake up like that, y'all. Beyonce, don't wake up like, I woke up like this. That's all us, a lie. It is all a lie. Everybody wakes up with crust in their eyes. Everybody wakes up with yuck mouth. Everybody wakes up funky. If you took a shower yesterday, you need a shower today. Everybody wakes up. Everybody gets musty. Everybody go to the gym long enough. You're going to be funky after the gym. Everybody has to put in the work to take care of themselves. Nobody wakes up like that. Even the most beautiful woman in the world doesn't wake up like that. I don't care what she looks like. Everybody has to put work and effort and energy into themselves. You know, a little makeup goes a long way. Getting a haircut goes a long way. You know, y'all, I'm trying to tell you. Okay, let me read you what you say, Dion. I'm not gonna lie, I disagree. There are some people on YouTube who are far more on YouTube, you are far more from the beauty standards and get a lot of followers and subscribers, listen to them talk and have personality. I agree to a certain extent. Beauty standards in America will get people more attention, but it doesn't matter how pretty you are. If your inside is ugly, it's ugly. Now, they may get attention and followers, but that doesn't mean that they're a good person. That doesn't mean that they have a good spirit, a good heart. And beauty is more than just outward appearance. That's just a piece of it. Yeah, they might get a lot of likes and stuff on pictures, but who's to say that they're a good person? And that's just recent, y'all. That's just because of pictures and beauty. But let me give you a perfect example, Biggie Smalls. I've seen what people would say are unattractive people get a lot of attention based off personality, based on the work and how they feel about themselves, based on confidence. Y'all, confidence goes a long way. Confidence goes a long way. I know people who would not be quote unquote beautiful, right? But their confidence and their self and how they take care of themselves and then the way they show up in the world makes them way more beautiful than the average woman. You know, I know women who are drop dead gorgeous. If their attitude is stank, they're ugly as I don't know what. If I got on here, y'all, and I was like, Dion, you don't know what you're talking about. Girl, that's why you ugly. That's why I did it. Nobody would listen to me. Y'all, my personality has gotten me way farther than looks. No shade. I'm just saying. 100,000%. I've met so many outwardly or what people would say are beautiful and have the ugliest attitudes. Nobody wants to deal with them. They might get a lot of likes on social media, but even with celebrities and famous people, the first thing people say when people meet celebrities, they might talk about what they look like, but 9 times out of 10, they talk about their personality. When I met so-and-so, she was so nice, or I met so-and-so and she was so mean. Instantly, people don't like them. Instantly, people don't like them. So it's not a, if Beyonce was a stuck-up, arrogant butthole, and she wasn't smiling all the time and so pleasant. That's why she doesn't say a whole lot. Y'all have never heard Beyonce clap back, really. It's for a reason. She's keeping an image. She wants that nice persona. And of course, she's human. So I'm sure behind the scenes, you know, she's a regular person, has an attitude, everything. That's why Nicki Minaj has so many bad things, because her attitude. And I like Nicki, but I don't know her personally. She's a beautiful woman, but her attitude, and I don't know the stories, but they have just perpetuated a negative connotation about who she was. And it sucks because women get the short end of the stick. But there are a lot of people who would not be what you would call beautiful, who are beautiful just off of their personality, their vibe, how they take care of themselves, how they show up in the world. Even how they dress, people put in a lot of effort and energy. I promise you though, I understand your point, Dion, but if you took off the wigs, the weaves, the makeup and all of that, a lot of people, their quote unquote beauty would come down here. A lot of the beauty that we are seeing, you guys, is manufactured. A lot of people can be beautiful nowadays. It doesn't take much. Brittany, I keep telling you to be here no matter what. That's you. It want to be just me and you on this podcast. That's it. That is it. That is it. Cindy says, it's funny you mentioned hairline because I would look at Kim Kardashian like, did you make an adjustment to your hairline? I've never seen the hairline before. Yes, she created and cultivated that. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that you can't invest into yourself, but I'm telling y'all to invest in yourself. If there's something that you don't like about yourself, invest in it. You know, I don't think that anybody should walk around here, you know, and really just be bad when all it takes is a little effort. It takes effort, y'all. Personal maintenance takes work. And Kirsten can vouch for this. She's in the public eye. She's constantly out on the scene and constantly, but she keeps her hair done. She keeps her nails done. She keeps herself up. Y'all, I'm telling you, the people who y'all think are the prettiest people in the world, if they did not take care of themselves, if they didn't get their hair done, if they didn't put on the makeup, if they didn't get their bodies done, if they didn't look a certain way, people would not pay attention. All of that takes effort and work is what I'm saying. So are there beauty standards? Yes, but I've seen people surpass what are beauty standards because of how much effort they've put into themselves. I'm telling y'all. She Amber says, I agree. If someone is so pretty that you mentioned and they open their mouth and they're rude, it automatically makes you ugly. There are some people who confidence is key. Y'all, Biggie Smalls was what people would not assume is beauty standards. Okay. He was big. What do you call himself? Big, black, and ugly. But guess what? His personality, they said, shined through everything. They said he was the most humble person, the most caring person that you could meet. And not even that, he had confidence and he poured into himself. He dressed well. I'm sure he smelled good. You guys, especially men, don't take much for y'all. Haircut, clothes, cologne. It does not take much. But what I'm saying is, no matter what the beauty standard is, taking care of yourself far exceeds everything else. It far exceeds everything else. I'm telling y'all, if I were to take this wig off and I stopped brushing my teeth, I stopped taking a shower, I stopped showing up, I stopped speaking the way I spoke, if I was just negative all the time, y'all, nobody would care. So that's what I mean by you have to take care of yourself, but it's only up to you. Only you can do that for yourself. Nobody else. Nobody's cute when they don't get their hair done. You walk around when your hair ain't done. I don't care how pretty your face is. I'm just saying. So we have to do that for ourselves. I learned to never put a price on how to take care of yourself and to make my appearance look really good and presentable. Miss Dream says, yes. Kirsten says, you're such a social butterfly in real life. Absolutely. Y'all, I would not have the friends that I had if I did not put myself out there. I don't care how pretty you are. If you walk in a room and you like this, nobody's going to want to talk to you. It's not always about your looks. And I get it. Instagram will have you fooled thinking that all you need is a pretty face. That is a bold-faced lie that only gets you this far. There's a lot of people with a whole lot of followers and a whole lot of likes that ain't got no money, ain't got no real friends, don't have real life experiences, and that are miserable because of their stank personality. Men will ask any man, I don't care how beautiful somebody is on the outside. I don't care. Ladies, y'all know that. How fine a man is. As soon as he opens his mouth, and if he's not intelligent, or if he's arrogant, or if he thinks he's the ish, he might get maybe the girls with low self-esteem, but he ain't going to get no top-tier woman. Just like a woman with low self ain't going to get a top-tier man. That's just law. That is just law, y'all. Authenticating Beauty says, yes, I used to go to NABJ conferences. You definitely could read the vibes of some of the celebrity guests. Brandy said, Beyonce treats being a singer as a job and keeps it professional. Exactly. So she has nothing to say, but it's for a reason. Because it's her job, it's her persona. And she doesn't ever want to be out of pocket where anybody can say anything negative about her. She is a Virgo. Beyonce is a Virgo behind the scenes. I know she's insane. I do the same thing, present well in public, but behind the scenes, don't play with me. And that's facts, you know, and that's okay. But man, how we care and treat ourselves speaks volumes. Authenticating Beauty says, what's the saying now? You're not ugly, you're broke. That's so mean. Dang Dion says, a lot of people can achieve beauty, which is why it's going out the window. Nobody cares about it anymore, really, because it's so obtainable. Like, anybody can have the American beauty standard. All you need is the right wig, lashes, nails, makeup, and boom. There you go. That's it. Chiamber says, we got to try to present ourselves and how we act in real life. Try not to put on a show for people, because the reason we love Britney and other people who do this is because we can tell they are real. I appreciate that, Chiamber, but that's not popular. I'm going to tell y'all now, it's hard being yourself. It's hard being authentic. It's hard not putting on a show, because the show is what people watch. And depending on what game you're playing, if you want to play the game, because authenticity, people say they want authenticity. No, they don't. They don't. Real people like authenticity. Y'all like authenticity, but majority of the masses, they don't. And we can see that by, like what Dang Dion said, the beauty standards that America, you know, gravitates to, unfortunately. But what matters to you. But thank you. I appreciate that, Chiamber. Dang Dion also says, I have braces now because I want to be treated better. People love a nice smile. People are very shallow and selfish, but the whole point is that you've seen something that you didn't like, that bothered you, and you fixed it, or you're fixing it. Real outside of podcasts and pictures. Thank you. He's a great example. Yeah, Biggie, Biggie was not your traditional beauty standard. There's a lot of people that are celebrities, I feel like, that aren't your traditional beauty standards. But because of their confidence, because of how they pour into themselves or that they care about themselves, make them confident. Y'all, when Drake came on the scene, nobody was checking for Drake. Nobody was checking for Drake. Everybody was like, Aubrey from Degrassi. His confidence, his swagger, him pouring into himself. Him, and I know I'm using celebrities as an example, and I'm only doing that because that's what people know. So I don't put celebrities on no pedestal. I don't really care too much. I'm just like, that's everybody knows who these people are. But y'all, they show pictures all the time in magazines when they say people with makeup without makeup. They do the side-by-side comparison all the time. What they look in real life, it takes effort. It takes effort. But the whole point of me even bringing this up is that if there is something that you want to change about yourself, I personally don't believe in surgery. I believe God made you the way you are, flat booty, no breasts, whatever. And I'm talking about myself for a reason. But if there is something that bothers you, you know, then you have to do what it's going to take to make your confidence go up. And it, unfortunately, outward appearance is just one of those things that people invest in. That's just what it is nowadays. So I can't be like, oh, it doesn't matter. You know, for you, it might. So you have to find out what works best for you and what you want to invest in yourself and how you want to do. If you want to speak better, we have to, you know, go to speech classes. But that's with anything. If you want to be an actor, you go to acting classes. If you want to be a business person, you take business classes or you take, you know, everybody has to hone your skills. You have to pour into yourself. You have to ensure that the time and energy and effort that you're spending is not in vain. You know, we can't just sit around and just be passive people and just be like, well, you know, people are calling me this and people are doing this. So I'm just going to be this. Only you can fix it. Only you can change what you want to change about yourself. You know, shoot, we seen Michael Jackson do it with his hair. I don't know how a black man goes from 4C or 4B hair to, you know, yakky number 5, but he did because that's what kind of hair he wanted. Now it's subjective on whether you liked it or not, but he did not like his hair. Now, did everybody agree with that? No, but that was something that he wanted to do. Now, I'm a firm believer that you should not change your skin tone and go to the lengths that he did. That's a horrible example. Sorry, Michael, rest in peace. But that was something that I guess bothered him. He didn't like that, so he changed it. Now, again, I don't believe going that drastic. I don't believe in skin bleaching and changing, you know, your body to implants and things like that. But a lot of people do. And who am I to judge? I'm not judging anybody for what they choose to do with their bodies and what they choose to do with their resources. But regardless of what you want to do physically or mentally, you know, only you can control that. Only you can pour into yourself what you want people to see, what kind of experience you want people to have with you. So if somebody says that you're unattractive, do you believe that you're unattractive? And if you do believe that, then what do you want to do about it? Because I don't believe God really put anybody here unattractive. Now, American beauty standards are one thing, right? What society will tell you is beautiful is one thing. But I see beautiful people all the time, different shades of life, all of that. So you just subscribe to what you subscribe to. But it shouldn't be on the helm of what other people are saying about you. It should be on how you see yourself and how you find yourself beautiful and how you want to amplify and show up in the world. Ms. Dream says, taking care of yourself is definitely work, and you have to be willing to show up for yourself every day. Take care of yourself like you take care of yourself like you would take care of someone you love. We always pour into others. I love that. Yes, everybody is shaped the same. Brittany, did you just say wigs? Brittany, I had me fool thinking. Edwin, this is not my hair, baby boy. No, this is not my hair. So y'all, I look like Frederick Douglass under this wig. That's what I'm saying. You cannot get pressed upon what other people look like. It's all a facade. You guys, it's all a facade. It's a facade. Everything in the world right now is a facade. So that's why we cannot get so hung up on, oh, this person looks like this, or the Kardashians are built like this. And then it's all, half the time you see a big old booty walking around, 9 times out of 10, especially in Atlanta, it was manufactured. 9 times you see long hair draped down somebody's back and you know, manufactured, long eyelashes to the sky, manufactured. It is not, no, this is not my real hair, y'all. I'm black. I don't got nobody mixed in my family. This is all fake. All fake. Okay. I look like a whole prisoner under this wig. Do not get it twisted. Everybody, it takes maintenance on everybody. I did not wait. Now my skin, yes, but I used to have acne, y'all. So I invested in myself. I invested into skincare to get my skin clear. I used to go to a dermatologist, an esthetician and all types of stuff. My friends know, Kirsten knows, I used to have bad acne. I went and did something about it. And I'm only using myself as that example. And the only reason I show up without makeup now is because makeup makes my skin break out. And for morning motivation, I love y'all, but ain't doing it every morning. And because I work too hard to get my skin clear. And I get it, everybody's in different stages, but I had acne from the time I was like 23 all the way up until like last year. My skin was not, I did not wake up like that. I do not wake up like this. Y'all know it's early, but no. So you have to pour into yourself and change and do the things that you feel are better for you or best for you. Cindy says, it's wild to me that Biggie was quote unquote ugly, but was able to get Little Kim, Faith Evans, and a whole lot of women. Hello. Who was cute, not like herself, and her looks. How does that work? His confidence and the ability to sway her. Y'all, with a man's confidence is key. People, your confidence is key. It is not what you look like. It is your confidence. You have to exude the personality from the inside, because you can be beautiful on the outside and ugly on the inside, and nobody will want to talk to you, be around you, or like you. Now, again, you might get the people with the low self-esteem or the man who wants her because, you know, you make him look good, but a real person ain't gonna want that. Kirsten says, that's so true. The looks start the convo, the intellect seals the deal. Absolutely. Good morning. Kirsten says, everybody's shaped the same. They are. Everybody with the BBLs and stuff like that. And again, to each their own. I'm not judging anybody that wants to go do that or has done it or will do it. But just make sure you're doing it for you and not to fit into this mold. And that's another thing. So I wanted to get back on track before we run out of a little time. But as we think we become, whatever you think you are, you're going to become that. If you think that you're stupid, then everything in your life, you're going to perpetuate that. If you think you're intelligent, everything in your life is going to perpetuate that. You're going to speak intelligently. You're going to read books. You're going to join intelligent conversations. You know, but if you think that you're not talented, that you don't have any skills, you're going to continue to perpetuate that. You're going to, as a man thinketh, so is he. But develop yourself daily. How can you pour into yourself? How can you invest in yourself to become your number one fan, to be the person that you want to be on the inside and outside? What do you want to do? Amber says, yes, I was. Yeah, what I said, I am now thinking, because it won't be better that way just because of the beauty standards right now. But this is the thing about beauty standards that I want everybody, if you're out there and you're like, man, I'm skinny, I'm not with the thick beauty standards, or man, my hair doesn't look like this. Or man, you guys, trends change every 5 to 10 years. There's going to be a trend I'm feeling on the horizon that skinny is going to come back in style. Maybe not for the black folks, because y'all, we love thick people, but the trends change. Trends change like no other. Back in the 99 and the 2000, being as small as a doornail was in. Okay, now thick is in. Long, you know, there was one thing when long weave was in, then it was natural hair. Now weave is back. That's why we can't get caught up in what society and what people want from us when we talk about beauty standards, because they're always going to change. The clothes from being super tight to super baggy. Now baggy clothes are back. Now then the whole, you know, thing of the 90s is back. Everything just continues to go around and around in a circle. What does the Bible say? There's nothing new under the sun. So that's why we have to stop giving our self-esteem to others and put our hands into American beauty standards that are manufactured and that higher up people can control. Y'all, all this stuff is controlled by media. Nothing is organic. What we wear, what we see, what we listen to, nothing is organic. Nothing is like, oh my gosh, because it's the coolest thing. It's perpetuated to be cool. You want a song that's popular? Play it enough times, it will be popular. How many times has a song played and you like, oh my gosh, I can't stand this song. And a couple months later, because you done heard it a million and thousand times, you singing it. Or you like it now. It's all programming, y'all. We are programmed to like what we like. We are programmed and bought to wear what we wear. You guys, we do not control these things. So don't give too much validity to it. Just do the things that are going to make you feel good about yourself. And hopefully it's not a whole bunch of outwardly things. But if it's going to take a one or two outwardly things to make you feel better about yourself, then do what you got to do for you. Do what you have to do for you. Don't go broke doing it, though. Because that's another thing. I was watching a really good video by Queen Chima. And she talks a lot about, you know, how things are being perpetuated and all this luxury stuff is being perpetuated. Be very careful not to put your self-esteem in things. I'm not talking about things, not talking about the car you drive or the clothes you have or the bags that you have. But, you know, I'm talking about just taking care of yourself. I'm talking about on the day-to-day, just with your body, your mind, and your soul, to take care of yourself, because we can't go broke trying to keep up with the Kardashians. We can't go broke trying to have the latest bag. And this is the thing that I don't like about Black girl luxury. And I have to say this out loud, because this is it's a thing now. It's a trend. And I'm happy that women are experiencing nice things, but we are experiencing nice things on the colonizer's level. You know, we're experiencing things that, you know, America and European standards have told us that we should be experiencing things and liking. Man, the European culture has done a number on the world. Don't allow, you know, somebody that you really don't care about tell you that you need this bag and make these European families rich, like the Gucci's of the world, the Louis Vuittons, the freaking Christian Dior's, all of the, you know, the Chanel, Coco Chanel's of the world, all these European brands. We constantly making them rich and constantly putting money in their pockets and constantly, you know, making their families wealthier and wealthier and wealthier, trying to keep up with this societal standard of Black girl luxury or luxury lifestyle. Just saying. And you ain't got nothing to show for it but a bag. Edwan says, I can't be myself because I'm not myself. I always felt like I was someone else. Well, you have to figure out who that is, Edwan. But God made you. So even if you feel like you're somebody else on the inside, well, maybe you've not been honest and truthful to yourself, but that takes self-discovery. That takes being alone. That takes going inward. Yes, yakking. He did have yakking number 5 at one point. Just saying. Percy says, as a man, beauty is good, but at the end of the day, I still want peace and someone who has a sweet spirit. Absolutely. All right, let me go ahead and finish up your guys' comments really quick. Y'all are hilarious. Brittany, this morning motivation is right on time. I appreciate it. I'm a person who is here to save people. Been feeling like that for years. Now I'm gonna tell y'all what though. This is the thing that they don't perpetuate, or they don't let y'all know about Jesus. Jesus had money. Jesus Jesus dressed well. He was swagged out. And the reason being is why I know this, right? It wasn't never said in the Bible. Well, even though he never had a job, he wasn't passing around collection plates. No, 11 men were not followers with 12. It's 12 disciples. Okay. I don't know if that was including Jesus, but 12 men would not follow a man that wasn't dressed well, that didn't carry himself well, that didn't look good, didn't smell good. Jesus was not a bum. Jesus wasn't out here with dirty robes and all of this other stuff. So if you want to be a person who is going to perpetuate and move the masses, then we have to present ourselves and be the best versions of ourselves. Nobody's going to follow. Give me somebody who's just, and this is another thing. When people talk about beauty standards and they say, and I know I'm getting a little off subject, I did want to say this. And they say, well, there's a certain beauty standard. Y'all, have y'all seen Halle Berry in Losing Isaiah when she was a crackhead? Halle Berry was deemed one of the most beautiful women in the 90s, right? But look at Losing Isaiah. Everybody, y'all, I don't care, the most beautiful woman can look crazy. That came to my mind, so I had to say that. Sydney says, I was watching a show where folks were MJ for Halloween, and one guy said the hair juice dripping from his head was to help the moonwalk. Now I low-key think that was Michael's secret. Y'all are hilarious. Not Frederick Douglass. Absolutely. Don't let this wig fool y'all. I love your show. We'll be tuning in more often. Thank you. Kirsten says, your bestie looking like Harriet under hers right now. Absolutely. Y'all, men, take women. We know, take them wigs off. We look like federal inmates. Okay, don't let these wigs fool y'all. Don't let that silky hair fool y'all and that blowing in the wind and, you know, her doing all of the, don't let that fool y'all. Dang Dion says, I think today's humans are avatars. Don't believe nothing you see. We play dress up and make believe to get what we want in society. Very true. Brittany goes from cute hair today and being long and curly tomorrow. Hello, Sydney, and might go back to short. Who knows? You have to be like India Ari. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. Hey, everybody. Yeah, India Ari had a whole lot of confidence. I'm not that confident. I am not that confident to cut all my hair off, and I'm not my hair. Your skin looks good. Thank you. Have you ever gotten a chemical peel? Not your traditional one. No. Your skin definitely looks good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But it ain't about that, y'all. It's about, I had to work for this skin. My people know I did not have clear skin and I still have my little problem points. I had to work at it. I had to pay money, curology. I had to pay money for months to clear my skin. I had to do internal detoxes to clear my skin, y'all. Kiki says, I'm loving myself through my flaws and all. As long as I work on myself, I know I am good and I don't need outside people telling me who I am. I know who I am deep down. Love yourself even when it sucks. Absolutely. Confidence is key. Yes. Kiki also said it does take time. Absolutely. Percy says, I don't mind a woman wearing a wig. Some women overdo it and look like a whole different person. I will look like five different people, Percy. I will look like five different people. Keisha, Jamisha, everybody. May says, I'm a hot mess at home, but when I step out, I'm a whole different woman. That is me. That is me. I have on a scarf 99.9% of the time. Edwan says, unbelievable. All right, let me finish up these comments and let you guys go for today. Hey, watching from the Philippines. Wow. Thank you for tuning in. The value is in you. It's not in things. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm sorry, y'all. I missed some of the comments. How would you say you're dealing with unfulfilling life expectations leading to disappointments? I'll talk about that tomorrow so I don't drag out today's topic. I'll put tomorrow's topic is when life is disappointing. But what I will say is only you are the person who can change that. Only you can change that, KK. If you're disappointed, we got to get undisappointed. But you have to put in the work. It starts with you. Kiki says, be your own type of person through ups and downs. You know yourself inside and out. Just put it in time to enjoy every inch of yourself. Thank you. Y'all are hilarious. Thank you, Kiki. Ewan knows. Yes, 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 yes. What estheticians do you recommend? I'm in Atlanta. I only know one, and I don't know if she's an esthetician anymore. But look on Instagram. Steve Harvey isn't the most attractive, but some people, by the way he carries himself, he looks good. Absolutely. I seen that movie when I was like 7. I cried. Kiki says, it's how you carry yourself is truly. Do you want to change, stay stuck, or be real with yourself? Mm-hmm. Sydney says, Steve Harvey. Oh, I think I said that. Yeah, he does dress really well. And physical beauty fades. It's the internal beauty and how you are deep down inside what keeps us beautiful. That is a fact, y'all. Beauty is going to fade. All right, y'all, it is 9:02. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to everyone's comment. Enjoy the rest of your guys' day. I hope that you guys have a beautiful, 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 blessed day. I hope that you guys are doing well. Do not forget, let me go back over some of these tips before I let you guys go. But self-appreciation, what other people think of you is not your problem. Don't give people who aren't in your life the opportunity to affect you. How you think about yourself should override what others think. As you think, so you become. You won't be able to be anything you don't believe you can be. Develop yourself daily. What you think about yourself should be your number one factor in your life. And if you don't like something, change it. You have to consistently work on yourself, okay? I love you guys. I hope you guys have a beautiful, 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 blessed day. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.